The resilience of the U.S. economy is, in a word, impressive. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 30th day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, are you working overtime but not getting paid for it? We have some news about that. China is put on notice by the Department of Commerce, and we'll share why. More union news coming out today. This time, it's American Airlines flight attendants. Negotiating lower drug prices, and you know who's not happy about that? We'll tell you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and new businesses are expanding at a rapid rate. For the interview, a small business spotlight shines on DC Heavy Hydraulics, based in Union, South Carolina. What's been behind their rapid growth? We asked, they answered. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again here today. And by the way, you want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X. It is at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, Insight on Business. Well, the U.S. economy continues to grow. Between April and June, it was up by 2.1%, even though higher borrowing costs are being borne by consumers and businesses who are wishing to expand. The Associated Press is reporting that that 2.1% number is, however, a downgrade from what had originally been reported as a growth of 2.4%. But still, the Commerce Department's second estimate of growth last quarter marked a slight acceleration from a 2% annual growth rate from January through March. Though the economy has been slowed by the Federal Reserve's strenuous drive to tame inflation with interest rate hikes, it has managed to keep expanding, with employers still hiring and consumers still spending. A reminder, consumer spending accounts for roughly 70% of the U.S. GDP. Well, it seems there are some folks out there who work and then work overtime but are not getting overtime pay. Well, that may soon change. The AP is reporting that the Biden administration proposed a new rule that would make 3.6 million more U.S. workers eligible for overtime pay, and that is the most generous such increase in decades. The rule revives an Obama-era effort that faced strong pushback from business leaders and Republicans and was ultimately scuttled in court. Labor activists and liberal lawmakers have pushed the Biden administration to take the fight back up, arguing that overtime protections have been sharply eroded over the decades by wage stagnation and inflation. The proposed regulation, unveiled by the Department of Labor, would require employers to pay overtime to salaried workers who are in professional and administrative roles but make less than $1,059 a week or $55,068 a year for full-time employees. That salary threshold is up from $35,568, a level that was in place since 2019, when the Trump administration raised it from $23,660. In a more modest increase than President Barack Obama's earlier proposal. The rule, which is subject to public commentary period and wouldn't take effect for months, would have the biggest impact on retail, food, hospitality, manufacturing, and other industries where many managerial employees meet that new threshold. Wall Street has been rocky today, with the major indexes rising and falling and then rising again. Those final numbers coming at you in just a bit. The world's second largest economy received a warning from the U.S. Commerce Department that said U.S. businesses could very well drop investing in China unless that nation changes its ways. The AP is reporting that Secretary Gina Raimondo told Chinese leaders that prompt action must happen to address complaints about worsening conditions due to raids on firms, unexplained fines, and unpredictable official behavior. Raimondo's comments add to pressure on Chinese leader Xi Jinping's government, which is trying to revive investor interest and reverse an economic slump. Business groups say confidence among foreign companies is at an all-time low. Official figures show foreign investment in China plunged in the latest quarter. So it appears that playing by the rules is important after all. Flight attendants at American Airlines have voted to authorize union leaders to call for a strike, a move designed to put more pressure on the company. 99% of flight attendants told the Association of Professional Flight Attendants that they would approve of a strike and backed it up with picket lines going up at several airlines. Now, however, this does not mean that a strike will happen. However, the Flight Attendants Union has been eyeing recent developments with the Pilots Union that will raise average pay for them more than 40% over 4 years. Flight attendants are not expected to reap that kind of increase because they have less leverage than pilots who remain in short supply. Will it happen? Two words. Stay tuned. It is said that the piggy bank for drug manufacturers is the United States of America because of the lack of negotiating drug prices. Well, that is starting to unravel, and Big Pharma is not happy. This week, President Biden began a process of negotiating Medicare drug prices, a first for this country. It has long been known that Medicare, because of the huge number of people in the program, has the ability to demand lower prices, and the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, which Biden signed last year, capped decades of debate over whether the federal government should be allowed to haggle with pharmaceutical companies. In announcing the 10 drugs, Biden said this, quote, "For all of you out there, I get it, and millions of Americans get it. I promise you I'm going to have your back, and I'll never stop fighting for you on this issue," end quote. He did note that he got no help from the other team, meaning Republicans, when it came to lowering prescription costs. The drugs on the list accounted for $3.4 billion in out-of-pocket costs for Medicare patients just last year. Well, it was up and down and up and down again on Wall Street, but in the end, the three major indexes did end in the green. The Dow sputtered all day, but in the end climbed by 37 points to close at 34,890, while the NASDAQ did a bit better, up by 75 points to end the session at 14,019, and the S&P 500 closed up by 17 points at 4514. So what moved the markets today? Well, the S&P 500 index traded at its highest in nearly 3 weeks after an ADP National Employment Report showed private payrolls increased by 177,000 jobs in August, compared with estimates of 195,000, and all that suggests a softening labor market. And as we said in the open, fresh domestic product GDP numbers showed that the U.S. economy expanded at 2.1% in the second quarter, slower than a preliminary estimate of a 2.4% growth. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude gained close to 55 cents to close north of $81.50 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the rapid increase in new businesses. Yelp is reporting that the number of businesses opened in the U.S. each month this year has outstripped 2019's figures thanks to a post-pandemic boom in travel, events, and general socializing. Nearly 500,000 new businesses appeared on the site between January and July. That is a 25% increase over last year and 46% higher than 2019. Openings increased in just about every category, but those dealing with travel and events saw the biggest spikes. Businesses owned by underrepresented groups saw double-digit expansion over last year. LGBTQ owned 33%. Black-owned, 28%, and women-owned, 19%. How cool is that? Speaking of women in business, stay with us and click ahead for our small business spotlight. Today, shining on DC Heavy Hydraulics based in the tiny town of Union, South Carolina. Some impressive growth in just 8 years. My guest is Ann Kerr, the general manager there. So click on through